Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of the Own Your Awesome podcast. I'm your host, Miranda Von Fricken. So this essentially could be a part two to the last episode about my 1 year anniversary of the Own Your Awesome on LinkedIn book. It's more about the pop-up that I had to celebrate it. As you know, I am a huge fan of celebrating all the wins, especially as I'm wrapping up 75 hard. What? I'm on day 57. Okay, people, I'm just saying, like, if you've got a goal, I'm your girl to get you there because I am on fire for momentum and transformation in the season. OMG. People, it's crazy. Anywho, let me focus myself. So the pop-up experience, if you listen to the last episode, was how I was going to celebrate it. I had about 20 women sign up for it. About 15 came to the live experience and everybody else got the recording. It was such an awesome experience. We obviously networked. That actually took the bulk of it. Because I'm such a chatty Kathy and I call in friends who are also chatty, and it was really cool to get these women who have never met each other. A lot of them were like new to each other, which I thought was so cool, to get to know each other, right? To share. We had entrepreneurs, we had executives, we had a college student, which was so cool, 9-to-5ers, you know, it ran the gamut. And it happened to be one of my most emotional Zoom dates calls to date, because I got a little emotional when two of the women were like, oh my gosh, I do this too. We need to connect, blah, blah, blah. And it was just like, oh my gosh, like this is what it's all. I just felt in the moment that this is why I do what I do, to obviously connect women, but to create, to hold space and create a magic and an energy within an environment that transforms women. I was just so excited about that call. And I want to share a little bit about what went down and also the information that I gave to them, that I guided them with. It was kind of a part masterclass, part activation, if you will. I talked a lot about why I wrote the book. Of course, for me, the why was to create a legacy and to increase visibility 100%. I think having a book increased my credibility, not only on LinkedIn, but training. More companies are coming to me, conferences are asking me to speak. People are selling my book to their book clubs, which is kind of cool, to their conferences, to their offices. So having a book really up-leveled my credibility, of course, for LinkedIn and personal branding. And even the second book, Unlocking Success with Jack Canfield, is leveling up my credibility in the private coaching space, which is kind of cool. I have a keynote that I'm doing next week. That is my selfie leadership. It's something I have been teaching for years. I'm obsessed with self-leadership. Another reason why I'm doing 75 hard is just to level up my standards of self-leadership. And so I write a lot about, you know, three steps to unlock success through that in my Unlocking Success book with Jack. And a company is, you know, purchasing that book to give to their team so I can speak to them about, you know, self-leadership, which is just, I'm just so grateful for all of these opportunities. So why I wrote the book partially to have a legacy. Secondly, to increase my credibility. And third, it's a tool. These books are 100% tools for marketing, to get me on stages, to get me in client spaces, to, you know, utilize as opportunities for increased media appearances. And I can get into that, you know, book selling strategy and how it's really doing that in another episode. But, and I probably will, because I'm actually calling in some clients now that want to talk about utilizing having a book for increased visibility to get on stages and to increase their business. And so that's one of my 6-week sprints that I do. And it's game changer. It's absolutely game changer. So that's why it's a tool for my business and I absolutely love it. I talked a lot about in the pop-up event, the three lessons from the last episode. So that was kind of cool. I won't rehash that. Just go back and check out the last episode if you missed it. I answered the question, would I do it again? heck yeah. Talked a little bit about the things that have changed in my business and my life since having these books, specifically the Own Your Awesome on LinkedIn book. And the biggest thing was my level of visibility. And you know, I'm all about visibility. It's been my jam for years, whether it's through LinkedIn, going live on platforms, writing a book, having a podcast, speaking on stages. I'm all about more eyeballs equal more opportunity. 100% more eyeballs equal more opportunities for you, for your business, for your future, for your legacy. And so I talked a little bit about that, which was kind of cool. Some more specific things that changed for me. Obviously, I got on more stages, more podcast interviews, book clubs featuring my books, which was nice. I loved the selfies of people, right? Oh my gosh, like people taking selfies with my book and putting it on their social media sites to draw in more eyeballs from people I don't know. And so that increased my, of course, visibility, but my follower counts, my connections, which then, of course, more coffee chats, which means, you know, potentially more clients, which that is a huge increase in the last year is more clients. One thing that I didn't actually think would tie so directly to me writing this book was the manifestations that have come through for me, like going to Hawaii, my red carpet events. The Jack book obviously came from my confidence and understanding of how the Own Your Awesome on LinkedIn book really, like, the confidence from that book, I think, was a gateway to be able to say yes to that project. Meeting new and next level people, women in business who I wasn't sure I'd ever meet, but I'm open to meeting, and I am just so grateful for their support in all my projects, invitations to speak, to hang out. I mean, just to be in the presence of other people that I wasn't sure I'd be connected to at some point, which kind of cool. But it really was the confidence. Writing this book, the biggest change for me was my level of confidence in business and the level of confidence that I can do awesome stuff and that I can stretch myself. The stretch factor is just ridiculous now. Having a book in your hand that you've written yourself, I mean, of course, I put myself on the cover. So I'm looking at myself, you know, from the on the shelf right there. The level of confidence that came from doing something I've always wanted to do. Well, I mean, Game Changer doesn't even like sum it up, but it's around that energy. It was just completely mind blowing. And so I love, if you know me or have been listening to this podcast for a little time now, you would may know that I love to stretch myself and to do things that make me a little uncomfortable, because I know that the stretching calls in more, it actually makes space for more abundance to come in, right? And so that is the biggest change, I think, was I've prepared myself by writing this book to call in more abundance, both personally and professionally. You know, the stages I've gotten to speak on, the people I've met, the clients I've gotten, it's been amazing. I'm just beyond grateful for this. I talked a little bit about the metrics. So the numbers, right? The number of books I've sold, the amount of money that I made from them. Not a big game changer in the pocketbook. Because especially when they buy in bulk, you kind of sell it to them at half off, and, you know, not a big deal. Amazon takes a big cut, obviously, when I buy it from sell it from Amazon. But the stages and the podcasts from the books that led to stages or clients was ridiculous. Like, that's where the money really came in, was utilizing this as a tool. And that's something I teach too, obviously. So I talked about the cost, how much it actually cost me to get this book in my hand, and what I made from the book from stages and / clients. It's just like night and day. Like, absolutely. Like, I would in a heartbeat do this again, because it was such a financial win. It's unreal. I talked a little bit about what I would do differently. And so if when I do write the next book, or if you ever want to write a book, this is some of the things that I would talk about. I would get a launch team. Granted, my book did go to bestseller that first day. And I didn't have a team to help me launch it. I just had my mastermind that I'm a part of. My friends sharing it, my friends and family shared the book in the links. And I thought that was so cool. But I have been a part of 3 dedicated book launches, and I can see the benefits of having a legit strategy to launch this book. I've also since worked with a woman who launched her book and helped her create a strategy to launch it, which led her to more book sales, getting on more stages. So a launch team is something I would probably advise and do differently next time. I would push more prior to the launch and be less intimidated by the process, because of course I've already done it. So obviously the third time around, because I've done it the second time already, would be a lot different. I didn't invest in a coach for this book. I have a coach. I have a business coach and a mastermind I'm a part of, and those women held me accountable, but it wasn't a true book coach, or it wasn't an accountability coach specifically for the book. So I think that's something I probably would invest in. That is 100% why I created my 6-week sprint. You can write a book in 6 weeks. It's been done already with a client of mine, and you can get hyper-focused on the material and the goals for the book. You can also launch your strategy for getting it out to the public, your marketing strategy. Some people have done the 6-week sprint and then done a second one for the marketing strategy of it, because it is 2 different projects essentially. So investing in that is a no-brainer. So even though I've already written a book, I will next time invest in a coach to help me level up to the next standard, if you will, of excellence when it comes to writing this next book. I would do author events. This pop-up event was my first author event. Like, how funny is that? Obviously, I've had book clubs feature my book, so I don't consider that an author event. But the one I just went to, you know, had little opportunity for me to sign autographs, and it was really it was a very nice, heartwarming feeling to hear from the women and to hear their thoughts on reading my book and what it's done for them. But I have yet to have a true author event, and I think that is something that I will definitely do different next time. Go to bookstores, you know, stuff like that. And then my Audible/Kindle, as you know, it's not out yet. My ADD is kicking in, and I've only recorded half of the book so far, so I gotta make an appointment with my Bright Sided Studios up in Saratoga and get in there to finish up this Audible, because the difference between reading the book and hearing me read it, it is a little more entertaining, of course, for me to read it to you. And of course, Kindle, I know there's so many of people out there that read on Kindle, so I want to have that option. So going forward, that this book and the other ones coming, because it is a series of Own Your Awesome, will have multiple ways to purchase and to enjoy. So lots of different things that I would do different, that I will be doing differently next time, and that I teach my clients to do when they're launching their book and getting their book together. So that's what we talked about on the pop-up. I also brought to them some training/wisdom of visibility strategies that I helped turn my brand and my book into a magnet on LinkedIn. I'll give you the high level thoughts of it, of course. If you're interested in the actual full training, DM me visibility training. I'm actually turning this into a little mini course, low ticket, so everybody will have access to it. I'm going to give you the 3 things here, but I'm not going to dive into the depths of it. But I wanted to just make sure that, like, you know, I'm sitting here recapping my pop-up experience. So I want you to know, like, what some of these women experienced without taking away the benefits that they had for purchasing a ticket. So we talked about not shying away from the spotlight. And of course, I joked about my humble ass or how I don't believe in humility. No, I'm kidding. I totally do. But how there is a way to still not look like your ego is speaking while putting the spotlight on you. So that was a huge part of the conversation. Talked about how I positioned not only myself, but the message to to really call in the people who need the message, right? So I have become synonymous with my brand and my message of owning your awesome and shining a light on our calling and our passions and our careers and our businesses and how we help people. I became my message. I am living proof of everything I say, everything I coach on, everything I promote. I would not do any of it if I haven't done it myself and proved that it can be successful. So we talked a lot about positioning ourselves and our message. And then of course we talked about leveraging LinkedIn and leveraging other people's LinkedIn, which is not a secret strategy. Leveraging other people's platforms is a huge way to increase our visibility. We talked a little bit about content. We talked about our profiles. I've talked about LinkedIn strategy, some new things that are happening on the platform with impressions and the algorithm and banner images and games and AI-inspired content and so much. And then, of course, we did Q&A. And this is what I absolutely love. And I may even bring it back strategically either once a month or once a quarter. I haven't really decided yet, but a pick my brain session for LinkedIn and personal branding specifically for business owners and career elevators. So, you know, executives and managers and individual contributors who are looking to like elevate their presence, as well as entrepreneurs and business owners and freelancers alike. I really liked being able to open the floor, so to speak, for questions that I didn't curate myself, because I know every person on that call has a different specialty, has a different calling, has a different goal, and different insecurities. And so allowing them the space and the time and the option to just ask me questions specifically for their goal really was really powerful. It felt really good. We had one college student on here and she was like, I'm not really sure how to use it. What am I posting about? She's an art student. And she's like, what would I post about on LinkedIn as an art student? And it was just not only beautiful to be able, first of all, that she had the confidence to come on the call and to ask these questions, but the response I gave her, she just lit up, right? Her face was like, ooh, I could see her wheels spinning with ideas. And then the women who supported her on the call that paid to be there, but wanted to give their wisdom as well. It was so heartwarming. It was absolutely beautiful. And then of course I gave the women the option to work with me with my done in a day, my 6-week sprint, or just the basic strategy session. And then a really cool option came from this, as a very low ticket option for me. But I think it's going to be really powerful this summer for people who want to set themselves up, but maybe either aren't ready for a full-on LinkedIn strategy. It's summertime, so they're not super focused on their business, which I have a whole view on that. my summer strategy is a part 3 episode. If you want to scroll, actually, I'll put it in the show notes. I'll have to write that down, so don't forget, summer strategy. It's just a game changer for me, what I do over the summer. It levels me up when everybody's kind of lounging by the pool. I'm taking all your clients. I'm just saying. But it gave me the chance to create something out of necessity. So that's really cool when you get to listen to your audience and hear what they need. And they all needed a LinkedIn audit, which I do, which I have. It's a part of my bigger strategy session. 90 minutes, comes with a LinkedIn profile audit. We talk about strategy for outreach, DMs, content, pillars, all the things. But if you're not there yet, you just want to get your profile audited, I'll put the link in the show notes as well, because I created a very low ticket item that 2 people took advantage of ahead of time and a few did after. And the book club, I've released this to them as well. And they're just so grateful for this, because sometimes you don't want to invest in a large done for you project. But you do understand the value of LinkedIn and the power it could have in your business if A, you knew how to use it, and B, if you had it set up properly, like the banners were designed and optimized perfectly for what you are doing and what you're looking to put out to the world. What do you even put on a headline? I mean, there's so many things you can say, but so little space, you know, and the about section and SEO, what? Yes, there's SEO and LinkedIn beyond the keywords. And so this mini audit actually goes through your profile from the banner all the way down to recommendations. And I go over with you based on your goals, what you can do pretty much in the same day. Or if you want to, you know, take a couple days to watch the recording and go back or whatever and do what you got to do. But I do a little audit for you. It's live on a Zoom call. It takes about 15 to 20 minutes and then you're off to the races. And so that came out of my pop-up experience, which I'm very blessed to be able to download ideas and execute them so fast that I'm able to, my business is able to take advantage of that, which is pretty cool. We did a few strategy session raffles, which was kind of cool. I gave away premium to one lucky winner, which was kind of cool. And it was just, it was all about the energy. In the end, it was about the energy in the room, what we were going to do with that energy on LinkedIn and for our business. And ultimately, I asked everyone, what is the energy you want your audience or network to bring? Because when it comes to LinkedIn and it comes to your business and your career, it's not just about our energy, although it's probably like a good 90%. It's a lot about the energy that you want your clients to draw in or to bring to you. Is it a buying energy? Is it a supportive, just follow me energy? Is it an engagement energy? Like, what do you want your clients or your future clients or your network? What kind of energy do you want from them? And that sometimes is how you create your strategy for the platform. I also shared a few of my favorite lines from the book because, of course, I read the book probably once a month and I get more nuggets of wisdom even for myself, which is hilarious. So a few of them were come to impress or the next option will. And I say that all the time, right? It's even, I just mentioned it in my summer strategy. I'm out there because when you're not, I'm taking your clients. I come to impress. Because the next option will if I don't. The next line was, your value can't be measured by metrics. And as much as I love a metric, I do love me some numbers. It does help me stay on track and keep me accountable to my goals and helps me to pivot my strategy if necessary. These metrics don't measure the complete picture of your worth that you bring to your clients. And so I have a few other metrics, if you will, that I share with the group. Own Your Awesome isn't a choice, it's a commitment. And Own Your Awesome is my trademarked phrase. It's my brand, my book series. I'm obsessed with it. And it's funny because you can, of course, choose to own your awesome, but it's next level. Own Your Awesome isn't just about basic, I made the decision, although that is a precursor to being awesome. It's beyond that. It is about committing and becoming borderline obsessed with your awesomeness and your clients. And that's when you fully own it. And then my final line and one of my favorites is, it's not an ego thing. It's an awesome thing. Do you have a favorite line of the book? Did you read the book? I would love to hear what your favorite line is. I may even turn it into a little graphic and share you and your awesomeness on LinkedIn and Instagram. So if you have a favorite line from the book, if you've read it, please send it to me. I'd absolutely love to hear it and I'd love to share. But really what made this event, this pop-up celebration so special was the room full of women, full of diverse backgrounds, and their level of support and how it was like just electric with encouragement and aha moments. And when women started connecting the dots, realizing how visibility isn't just about being seen, but about being supporting, amplifying, and celebrating those around us. Because that can also increase our visibility, right? Shining a light on someone else, people always look to where the light is coming from. And if it's coming from you, something magical can happen. So of course, obviously I taught the lessons, those three main ones. Let me know if you're interested in hearing them. I'd love to share them. Ultimately, visibility is currency, right? It's a form of currency. You don't need the huge audience. You just need the right positioning. And I really dove into that. And ultimately, the women in this room just claimed their voices in real time. And the same thing happened for the book club that I was just at. They really, their wheels are spinning. Their lights kind of like, their eyes brightened up and they were just like, oh, I could write about that on LinkedIn. So it turns out that the profiles are just the start, which is why I'm doing that mini audit option for everybody. It's just the start. But what keeps you going back to LinkedIn and really being a force on the platform is not only engagement, but it's your message and how you put it in a post, how you formulate the post, how you connect what you do to who you do it for and why it's such a value. And then just the way, of course, we just take this work so much deeper. It was great to talk to these women. It was great to celebrate my 1 year anniversary. Of course, I brought the confetti. Hello, I had so much confetti. It's actually still all over my floor. My dogs are laying in it right now. I'm going to have to sweep that up at some point, but I actually kind of like it on the floor. I'm just saying, who doesn't want to bring a little bit of confetti with them everywhere you go? So if you're not celebrating your large monumental projects, business wins, what are you even doing? Because celebrating this for myself, because I'm very proud of myself. And so having the celebration pop up and inviting the coolest people, you, my network, to the event, it just made it that much more richer and more abundant and just sparkly and awesome, you know? So I highly encourage you to celebrate everything you're doing in this world, because the more we celebrate ourselves, the more confident we get in sharing our message and sharing our voice. And that's where real change happens, when we share our voice, our unique and beautiful voice. God gave us our thoughts, our opinions, our perspectives for a reason. And all of our perspectives are completely different based on our lived experiences. And when we're able to share from that perspective, we can help those around us who may not be privy to those perspectives, right? So from that point forward, you just become a thought leader. You become maybe an expert, maybe the go-to in what you do, and you increase your visibility, you increase the momentum in your business. Maybe you get a bigger presence in your organization, you get promoted, you get a raise, you get given the bigger projects, and it just changes everything. It amplifies everything you're meant to do while on this earth. And so aside from the mini LinkedIn audit that came from this experience, because when we celebrate ourselves, we often get downloads about what's next, right? Because I feel like you can't close out a project till you fully celebrate it. So a year later, I celebrated my Own Your Awesome on LinkedIn book. And the two things that came from it were this mini LinkedIn audit and this highly visible mastermind that I've created. I host masterminds all the time, as you're probably aware, but this one is very specific. I've reached out to a handful of people, and I didn't send it to my email list. I'm not even really promoting it here. I'm just kind of sharing what came from me celebrating. I am hosting and holding space for 5 women who are looking to get over the hump in the maybe insecurities, maybe the limiting beliefs of what it's like to be highly visible. Because sometimes it's not just the limiting beliefs. Sometimes it's the fear of success. Sometimes it's the unknown that makes us so nervous that we don't shine a light on ourselves. We dim our light, or we refuse it altogether. And so I'm looking to change that for 5 women from now, technically from July until the end of the year. And if this is something you're like, I need to hear more about this, and I didn't email you, that's okay. Just shoot me a DM and say, highly visible mastermind, super curious. I can send you some of the information, but I can't promise there'll be spots. The email went out. One went out Friday and one went out Monday. And I already have three people who are looking to claim their spot, but they haven't paid yet. So I'm just saying there may be opportunities for you. But if you are looking to invest in your next level and are open to be learning how learning and becoming highly visible in your industry, in your business, for who you are and the value you bring to this world, the gifts you bring to this world, and you really want to up-level your presence and profits, because we're here to make money, people. It's not just a warm and fuzzy mastermind. Then let me know and we can have a conversation. If the mastermind's not for you, of course, I have private opportunities, private coaching, and my 6-week sprint that I had mentioned earlier. Happy to talk to you in whatever way feels right for you. So the pop-up experience was a whole vibe, and I highly recommend you celebrate yourself. If you haven't celebrated yourself in a while, or you're just not sure what to celebrate, because you're like, I didn't write a book, I don't have a podcast, I'm not really signing clients, I'm not sure what to celebrate, please DM me, because you need all of this. I will gratefully, graciously pull out something for you to celebrate. And you could do that by finding my get on my call for a free coffee chat link, and we will chat it up and we will find something for you to celebrate just to start the momentum. All right, friends, all the links will be in the show notes below. My summer strategies that I've teased out, last week's podcast, I'll throw that in there too for good measure. The link to buy the book if you haven't already. And of course, the link for the mini audit if you're interested. And if you want anything else that we've talked about today, or you want to know anything, just find me on LinkedIn, DM me, find me on Instagram, I'm Miranda Von Fricken, and on all the social sites, and shoot me a DM, let me know. And if you're interested in the mini raffle and you're interested in getting it for free, I highly suggest you do a few things. Share this podcast on your social site. Take a little screenshot of it. Write maybe your biggest takeaway from this podcast and tag me in it wherever you are. And give me a 5-star review. I mean, let's just do it, right? Like 5-star review and share this on your social sites. And I will enter you to win a free mini audit. I will pull that raffle July 1st. Why not, right? All right, I'll put that in the show notes too as a reminder. And you know how we do here. Until next time, keep being awesome. Bye.